Simanana, wait.
Later at night, I like to twerk.
It's the only way I can flirt.
When I stub my toe, it hurts.
Now I gotta get a manicure, cure.
But I can't because I'm purr.
Mary Richard comes with perks.
Sometimes my husband is a jerk.
Hope he don't see this because he lurks.
I don't like Sesame Street, but I like Big Burr.
I eat spaghetti with a perk. Sometimes when I sneeze, I squirt.
I can't with you.
Oh my gosh, why are we not rap stars?
I don't know. That was brilliant.
Did we just say brilliant at the same time?
Jinx.
Oh my God. That was. Anyway, welcome to the next episode of the Mother Crushers podcast. Apparently, the way we're mother crushing it this week is that we are rapping. Mm-hmm. We didn't know we had this gift.
We do. It just came out for you all.
So I guess we're just going to have to start doing this all the time, right?
Okay.
Just randomly rapping. Y'all are going to have that song stuck in your head.
You're welcome.
It has to be our lyrics, okay? You have to say things like flirt and squirt. Oh.
But if you don't say squirt, I don't hold that against you. It's gross.
And that's one of the many words that Corey cannot stand. We'll have to come up with a lot of raps that uses moist, too.
That doesn't bother me.
It doesn't?
Well.
That's like the one word that bothers everyone who has that problem. Mm-mm. You're weird. You're weird. So listen, I wanted to tell you. So I was telling Corey about this earlier, but I've decided that I'm going to write a book, not what to expect when expecting, but five things you didn't read. And my book's going to be called What to Expect When You Have Unprotected Sex. Instead, it's going to be the things you didn't read about and what to expect when expecting. And I think it's pretty freaking hilarious. And I'm just going to give you a few examples.
Okay.
And here's the thing. You're going to be able to relate to them, but Kyler couldn't at all. I don't think he even laughed that much when I told him, but I was like, no, it's good.
I haven't heard him yet.
I know. So the number one thing is going to be that you won't read and what to expect when expecting is about the uncontrollable epidural farts.
That didn't happen to me. That's just you.
Well, these are based on my life.
You feel awkward?
These are things that I personally was not prepared for, okay? I'm sure I'm not the only female whose body's way of letting her know she's about to have a baby is by getting all the air out of her body all at the same time. But what happened was that I had the epidural, so I couldn't feel below my belly button. And, you know, when everything's all loose and flaccid, or I don't know what the word is, there's no way for you to clench your butt. I couldn't stop it. I didn't even know what was happening until I realized that was coming from me.
What did you say? Did you say anything? Did you address it?
Well, I mean, I had to eventually because it was ongoing. It was nonstop. I was worried. You know how I am, too. I don't like fart in front of everybody. I don't really fart in front of my husband either. We've had this conversation before. And so I'm sitting there and I'm feeling pretty good because I can't feel anything. And my husband's in there. My mom was in there. My stepdad was in there.
Okay.
Because they was bringing me some cornbread from the Cracker Barrel. Okay. And all of a sudden, it was, I'm not kidding, I call it machine gun because it was like, and it just got worse and worse till it was like a, where it was like, okay, you can clearly tell I can't clench because this is just full blown going. And
That's exactly how I felt. Well, this is happening.
It's like the movie Bridesmaids when she's pooping. It's happening. So I just looked around and it was just my whole face turned red and I was just like, I can't stop it. I don't know what's happening. I was like, it's just air. It doesn't even smell. You can smell it. It's not even air. It's just air. It's because there's about to be a baby coming out of it.
It's beautiful. Actually, it's really beautiful.
It's the beautifulest fart you've ever heard.
This fart's given life. It's about to bring life into the world.
I am not the only one.
Okay, what else?
That has happened too. I guarantee you we get blown up by everybody like, girl, I farted too.
But if we don't cry yourself to sleep at night. We accept you.
Y'all can't judge me. All y'all pooped. So anyway, okay, what you won't read? The next time you saw your high school rival, it would be while they were staring into your vagina and butthole because they became pediatric nurses while you were getting impregnated by your rock band boyfriend. Now, that one might just only apply to me, but I'm just saying, I did not expect that. I did not expect those people to come walking in the room.
Yeah.
And to like look all up in myself. Mm-hmm. The fact that you did not rip your perineum down the middle when a whole human came out of your vagina isn't actually something to brag about. Because I certainly did. Yeah. I feel really proud of it. I don't know why. Have you noticed that, like, when moms are kind of talking about their birthing experiences, in some situations, people will speak out like, oh, well, that didn't happen to me. Mm-hmm. As if it kind of, for some, like, it somehow makes their vagina better than yours or something. but I couldn't say that I didn't poo. So the only thing I had was, you know, everyone always says that they rip. And so I would always chime in like, well, not everyone, because, you know, I didn't rip all three times I gave birth. And it dawned on me later that what that actually means is that my vagina is quite bigger than yours. It's not my vagina's fault, okay? I've been stretching it with oil. I was stretching it in preparation. It's actually quite a shame, because I probably could have used a few extra stitches, if you know what I mean.
God, you're filthy.
I know, but it's funny. You don't read that during your first attempted terrifying post-baby poop, there will be a nurse sitting on the floor in front of you with her chin chilling on your underwears between your knees, making sure you really pooped because she does not trust you. Listen, okay, I may have exaggerated that for the humor of it, but I'm not kidding. With my first baby... Mm-hmm. The first time that I went to the bathroom after I had her, they walked me through this whole process where the nurse, she didn't like actually get naked and show me, but she like demonstrated, okay, first you're going to put this jelly stuff on your pad, and then you're going to use this squirter gun to squirt off your perineum area. And then, like, just there was a whole process to it, and it felt quite nice. It was really great. But the first time I had to go, she insists she had to make sure that I did it right.
No.
The way she wanted. So she had to be in there and watch me do it. And I was like,
oh, that's weird.
I was so mortified. I was like, why?
You're having a Friends moment, like a Joey moment with his like Taylor. That's not normal.
Yeah, they go up the side, they move it over. You mean to tell me your nurse didn't use your underwears as a face hammock while you were?
I mean to tell you, absolutely not. That did not happen.
Okay, well, good to know.
That's awkward.
And they also will not. Another thing you don't read and what to expect when expecting is the fact that dormant hemorrhoids will pop out 3 years after you gave birth. You didn't ever have hemorrhoids? Here's the thing.
Dormant ones? Like,
I call, you know why I call them dormant?
Did you make that up?
Yes. Maybe it's not a proper medical terminology. I'm just, they were dormant. I don't know what, they were just chilling in there until I thought I was home free. And they were like, boop. Here we are.
But how do you know it was because of your pregnancy? Could it have been?
Because I blame everything on my kids.
Maybe you're just constipated.
Maybe I've been scrolling to Instagram while I'm on the potty. I'm just saying that's not it. It was because of my kids.
Okay, Caroline.
If you have not found yourself bent over naked in front of your full-length mirror trying to figure out what in the heck just came out of your butt, I can't relate to your life. I had my first one ever this last, I think it was in the last year or so. And here's what it felt like. Cause I didn't know. I mean, I'd heard women talk about hemorrhoids and I'd just be like, oh, you know what? Not stressed cause I'm blessed. I did not have that experience. And then it was like, boom, ha, you thought you were home free. And now what are you going to blame it on? Cause you had babies like 3 years ago.
And I just picture it like a cartoon character, like popping out in my mind.
It is legit a pop. It's a pop out like, boom.
Like, did you hear it? I've never had it.
I just imagined, maybe I did hear it. Maybe that is what it really sounded like. But I'm sitting there and it's like what it feels like. Like, okay, it's like I went to fart, but then I thought I pooped. but I wasn't sure because I didn't have to poop. There. So I like, I thought I sharted for a minute, but I didn't shart. So you go in there and you're like, well, then what did I just feel come out of my butt? Because something came out of my, something come out of my butt. And then you go and there's nothing there. And then the thing is, mine were like, peekaboo. Like, so they would like pop out and go back in. Get like, they'd like pop out like, oh, she's about to find us and get scared and go back in.
Oh my gosh. Sounds awful.
It's not fun. It's not a good feeling. It's a very bothersome feeling.
I could imagine.
The thing is, they can, like, they go away. They can go away on their own. Mm-hmm. Mine weren't, like, terrible.
Don't some people have to, like, rubber band them off, though?
Okay, it's funny you said that because I'm not sure. Okay, so she listened to the podcast, so I'm not going to say who it was, but somebody I'm close with, I called, and I was like, I thought it was hilarious, and I was about to tell them my hemorrhoid story.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I had to tie mine off to get, like, I have to go to the doctor and have surgery. They're going to have to rubber band it off.
Oh my God. Like,
just, apparently hers was like a tumor. It was like massive. And I was like, well, it's not a tumor. Marbles popping out.
That's his voice.
Hello. Goodbye. Did we just give hemorrhoids a voice?
Yeah, we did.
We're going to have the hemorrhoid show with Carol, with Carolyn and Corey. So look for it on Disney Channel near you.
Oh, wow.
That just was okay. Yeah. So you've never had any. That's great. Good for you.
No, I think I've had the internal kind where...
Like, so that's what I'm saying. They're dormant. They're going to pop out anytime now. So. You just better make sure you don't get stuck on, you know, Facebook for too long while you're pooping. Huh?
I'll let you know, though.
I know you will. I can't wait to hear the story because they're going to at some point, and I just can't wait to find out what your take is on what that feels like.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
So many times after having kids, I found myself like having to like be bent over trying to figure out what's going on in my nether regions. Like, what is that? What does that feel like? What is that? Like a bubble? What is that? That's what, like a bubble. And then that was that other time was when I told y'all when I had to go looking for my tampon that I lost.
Oh my gosh. Every time I think you can't get any more disgusting, you just pop out.
I'm just, listen.
I love you.
I'm just making y'all feel better about all the stuff y'all go through. You're but right. Just, you have to keep it to yourself. If you,
she's
I,
just
you can
saying
share it.
It
with me. I'm just saying. Here's what happened. Okay, listen. This is just my
I'm
life.
About to
this
tell
is just a real story of my life, okay? And right. Listen, like you've never had it happen before.
Here it goes. Sorry if you're eating.
Okay, you know what? It's not that gross. Okay, we all have vaginas. We all use tampons. It's not a big deal. Don't start hitting me up telling me how you want me to use a Diva cup. I've working myself up to trying it. I just haven't quite got there yet. I don't know
if
I can do it.
I'm gonna put my foot down and say I'm never doing that.
Here's the thing: everyone who says I'm putting my foot down, I'll never do it, says that's what I said, and now I love it.
I can't love it. I'm not going to. I'm not doing it. I don't know.
No. I don't like the idea of it either at all. I feel like where's it gonna? Is it gonna get lost? Is it going to crawl up, you know, way too far up into
Please,
my uterus?
Can I have?
She is cupping her hands right now like she is begging for change. Please, and this is what she imagines the Diva cup to be like. So we got to invert that cup and stick it in your...
How does it not feel like you're walking around, you know, like you
like
just
bleeding.
Rode a... bike and then like that's how I imagine it must feel like in there, like walking around
like you just
with a
rode
cup.
A bike,
you know, like if you just like did an exercise bike and
one
you
of those
get
spin
off
class
feel,
bikes
yeah.
100% because right. they go into your vagina.
That's what I feel like you're like walking around like bow-legged, like woo,
that is
what's
what
happening. I don't know.
I don't see how all these women do it, the
they
spin
love
classes.
It I guess
they're
we're
like,
missing out on something.
Mm-mm, no, I did it almost ripped my badge completely off. It was terrible. I was just like, I don't know.
Oh, you did try it?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I had done it before in high school. Our softball coach made us go
they
to spin classes.
No, I thought we're talking
really?
About the Diva Cup.
What am I, 85 over here? Like,
I freaking thought we were talking about the
yes.
Diva Cup. You're
yeah,
talking about
no, my
bikes?
High school. Yes, my high school softball coach made us all try the Diva Cup because he thought it would help us hit better.
There are some weird things going on.
I'm kidding. Okay.
Carol Ann.
Okay, no. Okay, we'll talk about the Diva Cup in a second, but no.
You're talking about bikes.
I'm still a tampon user just because I honestly, because I'm old and set in my ways. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, sometimes you get a bad one. And I don't know. I was like, oh my God, I feel like I've got teeth down there or something. Like, it doesn't want to come out. Like, my vagina won't let it go. And you hear that sound, that shh. And it's the sound of ripping cotton. You don't know what ripping cotton sounds like? Shh.
Okay, keep going.
That's how it sounds. I heard that sound. I was like, oh my gosh, some bits are stuck. Like, some, like, not all of it came out. Some of it must have broken off. I heard it. I felt it. So I'm like freaking out now because you can't leave it in there floating around giving you toxic shock syndrome. And so it's all like, okay, well, we're going, let's do this.
I have been there before
I'm
in the shower.
On a search.
I'm going in.
I'm about to go deep sea diving for some tampon. So,
oh my God.
Once again, found myself bent over in front of the floor length mirror, just trying to see, like, where is everything? You know, like, how far can I go? No wonder I didn't rip. You know, like, just. I'm kidding.
By golly, I'm elbow deep. How far does it go up?
Here's the thing. The good news is I did find the lost bits of cotton. Mm-hmm. The bad news is I felt some ball in there and I didn't know what it was. And I was like, oh my God, I got a tumor. I got a tumor.
What? So, a ball?
Yes, it was like a little ball. So I was like, oh my God, this is not good. It's like a little ball. And I'm trying to imagine this though. Like, I'm trying to look in there. I can't see it. So just like in the bathroom, like flashlight going into my vagine hole. Like, where is this? What is this? This is the first time I've really explored. So I didn't know. So I made an appointment for the gynecologist. You know, I'm like, I think I have a tumor. I get in there and I told her what happened. You know, I was like, so here's what happened. It was really fun telling her this, by the way. It's like, I lost some bits of my tampon and then I had to go searching for it. And then I found this little ball and I need you to tell me what this ball is. Mm-hmm. And she goes, honey, that's your cervix. So, ladies, if you discover a tumor-like object down in the back of your vag, it could just be your cervix.
You made me think of this story. So I take photos of some friends of mine, and one of them is an OB doctor, the lady, and she actually delivered one of my kids. But anyway, so I go to their house, and we're getting ready to go do photos, and she was talking about, like, they have like four kids, and one of their kids had gotten sick one day and was puking all over the place. And she's like, I couldn't handle it. I was just like, come help me, because I can't handle puke. And I was like, I really find it interesting, given your profession, that like you're so grossed out by some puke. And she was like, oh,
I'll be knee deep in badges and buttholes all day.
She really did say like something like that. I can't remember exact words, but it really was like that. She was like, oh, whatever. Vaginas all day long, but puke, nope, I'm done. Funny.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is crazy. But, you know, like, it's not like we've had a super clean podcast episode so far, so I'm just going to say it. So I asked all of my Instagram followers to tell me some hilarious things their kids have said or conversations they've had with their kids. And one lady sent me, that just reminded me of this, said that her four-year-old daughter came running in and was like, Mom, I smells like shrimp. And she said, what does she go? I think she don't remember what she called it, but she said like my tootie or something.
Oh my god! I don't know what I do.
I died. I was like, oh, that one cracked me up like hard.
Oh, that's funny. I had a story somebody told me. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but I kept thinking I want to tell this story because it was so funny. So it was the podcast where I was talking about like how I'm basically kind of like a psychopath half the time, you know, in situations where I shouldn't be mad at people. And so she was telling me, she's like, I just want you to know that I can be like that too. So one day me and my best friend took our two-year-old daughters to JCPenney Portrait Studio.
That's a great place to go if you're in a good mood.
And so I, you know, like, if you don't know this, I used to work at JCPenney Portrait Studio. And so, like, the whole time she's describing this to me, I picture everything. Like, I'm fairly certain that happened to me. I mean, like, it's happened to me. This is just so funny. So anyway, so she says her and her best friend take their 2-year-old daughters to JCPenney Portrait Studio to get Halloween photos done. And they have, like, these witch costumes on that were super, like, itchy on them. And they didn't like it. And both the 2-year-olds were just, like, crying, throwing a fit, wanted nothing to do with the photos the whole time. And the photographer tried, but nothing was happening. So finally they stop and they go look at the photos on the computer. And she said all of them were just awful. They were mad, crying, throwing fits. And then the photographer says, wow, they really were little witches today, weren't they? And she goes, and I just lost it. I said, maybe if you were better at your job, you know, you could have got some blah, blah, blah. Like, just going off and like, I want to talk to your manager. This is crap. On and on and on. And then all of a sudden she hears her best friend go, hey, it was me that said that. Oh, it wasn't even the photographer. It was her friend that said that.
Just let's go to the car and you can yell at me there. I'm sorry.
She said she was like, I was so mortified that I just started bawling and picked up my kid and ran to the car. I didn't say sorry. And she goes, and then my poor friend had to buy all the damn photos because she felt so bad about what just happened.
Give her a tip on the side, like, here you go. It's been a rough one.
It killed me. It was just, I could just imagine it.
I'm trying to imagine if that photographer had been you, what would have went down?
I wouldn't know.
I don't even know how you worked there for so long. No, it was
you
can
nuts. You know, like, of course it taught me a lot, like, how to deal with kids, but it's so hard, like, you have to keep them in one little bitty spot, you know, like the how the lighting functions. They have to be in one certain spot for the flash to even go off. And it's
hard.
It's insanity for a certain age of kids, you know, like,
that's why people, it's not gonna happen. Now just do, like, you know, what you do. Like, they hire a photographer and they go to a field.
Yeah, run like a bird. I'll follow you.
We want action shots. Throw a fit. That's cute now.
Yeah.
Now it's like, okay, I could care less if you are sitting still and looking happy. Look miserable because it's hilarious.
Yeah, this is real
Facebook.
Life.
It right? might go viral.
Right.
Hey, honey, give them some Mountain Dew and some Skittles.
I wish you could see the things I have done to get kids to laugh. It's just chaos. I mean, I'm always
We should
running.
Make a video about it.
Yeah. I
mean, what photographers have to do. And just like, it'll really just be different situations of crazy things you have to do as a photographer to get your job done.
Yeah.
Like ninja crawl, dance
crazy.
Sure.
Rolling on the ground. Say that. You just like, you're like a little lunatic. But you know.
Take a break and cry a little bit. And
go back. Good times. Love my job. I do. I actually
have
really
the parent
do.
Walk up and take the camera from you and show you how to do it.
I've been very lucky and I've had really no bad, I've had one bad client in 4 years.
Yeah, we know. And they, you also know that you have to say that because there's a chance they might all listen to us.
No, I really love all my
no,
clients.
No, that's not it.
But this one who, never, you know, she didn't come back anyway, so. Bye.
Why would you
care? Bye.
Did you have a Corey moment?
No.
Did you have a Ginger moment on with somebody?
No. It's I'm kind of nervous to really, I don't really want to talk about it in case. Okay, fine. I'll talk about it. Whatever. No.
I did not add that on at all.
Okay, fine. Stop twisting my arm. No, it was the only thing that happened that I was a little bit irritated was, so we did the photo shoot. This was in a very busy, busy time of the year for me. Okay, so I have, like, in that time of year, I have a 2-week turnaround, and I told her that, and I said, I don't do sneak peeks because I get them all to you within 2 weeks or less, usually less. And anyway, and it was just pics of her kid. But anyway, she messaged me the next day and was like, I know you're really busy, but I just was wondering if you could maybe just send me one of the photos you took because I know photographers like you book up fast and I'm already searching for the 1-year photo shoot and I just want to see like if I like what you did and so that I can go ahead and book you for the 1 year. But
it's a compliment.
It's a compliment. No. She's basically saying, let me see the pic so I can decide if I'm going to book you again or not.
But it was said like a compliment because photographers like you book up really quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like it was trying. Yeah. It was very much worded like to butter me up, but it was super
irritating. I know better.
No, I really did. It was
I see right through you.
was really irritating. So, no, it's not this huge story, but it was like, I told you how my process works. You still went and like tried to get something from me really so that you could just probably book another photographer. And anyway, I just gave her, I just edited them all that night, gave them to her and said, you might want to book somebody else for the 1 year because I am actually really booked up because I was kind of mad.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, she knows Corey's a big fat liar.
No, I don't. Don't play that way. I don't play that way.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, I've been spending, well, not spending. Actually, I'm the laziest birthday party thrower on the planet. I literally just Facebook messaged a few moms and was like, hey, can you come to my daughter's party? It's Sunday at 4. Because I just didn't really want to do the whole invite thing. And here's the thing. So my daughter's birthday is on St. Patrick's Day. So it's this Sunday. And that was so dumb for me to have her on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, did you have a choice?
Yeah, no, I was induced with her. Oh, so okay, okay. I was like, well, if you're going to induce me, let's just do St. Patty's Day. Woo-hoo, yeah. Celebrate. Lucky baby. You know, and
but all parents are hungover. They can't take their kids to a birthday party.
True that. But also, I wasn't thinking. I wasn't thinking ahead of time about the fact that it's always hard to have a party for her where people can come because people generally make plans on this weekend. And then also the fact that when she gets older, this is like a known holiday that people like to go out and drink. So I'm like, oh, great. So when you're, you know, like a teenager, it's going to be like the drinking day of the year and your birthday party celebration. Mm-hmm. That was a real smooth, mom. Good job. so every year I'm going to have to be like, no, you're having your birthday party at home. You're staying home. Yeah. You're not going anywhere. You're staying home. But so she said she wanted, I was like, we're just going to do a small party because, I mean, the place we booked it at, it covered 10 kids. So yeah. I'm like, well, we can't invite your whole entire class. We can only have 10 kids. And honestly, between my kids and your kids alone takes up half of that. So I was like, so you can invite like, you know, your four closest friends at school or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I just seriously Facebook messaged three people and just said, hey, can you bring your kid to the birthday party on Sunday? And then I started to have a panic attack because I was like, what if they can't? Mm-hmm. What if they can't come? And I've booked this thing and they can't come. And then it's going to be, and then she's going to be like, nobody loves me. Oh, and, no. You know, I'm freaking out. And then, okay, so I pull up at Corey's house and she goes, oh, wait, when is the party? And I was like, it's Sunday and you have to be there. You're half the party. So
we'll be there. We'll be there. It's fine. You know, you're doing better because actually Jovi brought home an invite one day a couple weeks ago. And the invite was for that day.
Oh, and it said, hey guys, sorry.
It did. They apologized. Like, sorry, it's such late notice. The weather kind of threw us off. Yeah. Hope you can come. And Jovi was pissed because I was like, I was not prepared for any of that. I was in pajamas. Yeah. We were actually like going to be hanging out at my parents' house that night because my husband was working in Kansas City all night. And I was like, I'm sorry. Like, no, I'll get you a present to take to her. But like, that's way too late to notice.
I feel like I have to mentally prepare as well for the different birthday parties when they're happening. Corey's choking to death. And possibly drinking.
Sorry. Excuse me. It went down. Oh my gosh. I like just took a drink and it like went through my nose.
Oh, okay. I'm so glad that you almost choked to death because it reminded me of something. I saw this thing today and it was so funny and so true and you just reminded me of it. It was like, so I had to cough really bad today, but my baby was asleep on my chest, so I almost choked to death because I care more about them than me.
Oh, that's
I was like, that's beautiful. So true. Yeah. That is so true.
Isn't it so crappy how like every time that I've had that happen where like spit shoots down my throat and I start coughing where I cannot stop is in the most embarrassing moments. Yeah. And like at a wedding, it happened to me at a wedding once and I'm just like in the sitting there like that person and I couldn't
Does
stop.
Anyone object?
No, it's fine. Oh, it was so...
This is not an objection.
Just swallow my spit.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Let's have a moment of silence to honor the life.
I'm so upset. Excuse me. every single time.
And then you start just sweating.
Yes. And you, I think we almost make it worse because we're trying so hard.
Because you can't just let it out.
Yeah.
If you could just let it out and get it, like, but those are the worst though, because they do, it's like your body needs a solid 5 minutes to recover. You gotta go for a straight
bus. It hurts. Like, it hurts your soul. It hurts so bad.
This makes me laugh so hard because this happens to me all the time.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Especially right now when it's like flu season. Yeah. And like, it's always a, okay. Oh my God. So Mass, I had to go to, okay, we went to Mass for Ash Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And, all my kids were in there and it was like a big deal. We had to go. And everyone in there was coughing and sneezing. Mm-hmm. And I could hear them blowing their snot. And all I kept thinking about was, we're going to have to do peace here in a while. And I know their hands are germy. So while Mass, this is what's going on in my head during mm-hmm. Mass, is like me like trying to figure out all the different ways I can respectfully decline giving you a peace handshake.
Yeah. That's know? When you should have coughed. I might have the flu. I'm going to pass on this one. Peace. Peace to everyone.
I'm doing this for you so that you can keep your peace.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. My worst thing too, though, is when, not just when you're caught, when you all of a sudden have to cough, but also like you sneeze randomly and snot comes out.
Oh gosh.
It's the worst. Okay. This
How many times?
And it never fails that your like whole face is red and mm-hmm. you're trying to nonchalantly keep your hand over your like over your nose.
Yeah.
How can I slyly wipe this on my shirt and play that off like that's not what just happened?
Nonchalantly rub it into your sweater. It's fine.
My oldest daughter, she sneezes like I do. And so like every single time she sneezes, she keeps her mouth shut. Mm-hmm. So everything comes out of her nose. Yeah. And it's always this like
snot so rocket.
Mucus.
Yeah.
And it's the most, and I'm like, I feel for her because if it happens at school, she's gonna just die. Mm-hmm. And I know it does. As a matter of fact, I text her teacher almost and like, just can you keep a thing of Kleenex at her desk? Because this happens quite often and she needs to be able to play it off quickly.
We got a snot rocket situation.
We got a snot rocket situation in the works.
Jeremy just did that in my car this week. She sneezed. Snot came out all over her shirt, and so what'd she do? She turned and wiped it on the freaking door of my car. Ugh,
they always rubbed do it that. In, oh my
like God. Butter.
I had a actual I almost died choked to death moment, and millions of people saw it. It was actually my very first viral video.
Oh.
I honestly think that moment's what made it go viral. I mean, like, the dancing was funny and the song was great, but like that moment in the middle when I'm getting down hardcore and I sucked spit back.
Yeah.
So I sucked spit back and it like I sucked it back so hard that it like went down into my lungs and
mm-hmm. That's it was, what she I had said
to, oh my God, you say I'm dirty. Oh my God. So that's what happened though. I doubled over to let it all out and then recovered and went back to dancing. Mm-hmm. And that was the moment that everybody just like fell apart. And
right.
It was so funny because it was very real. It legit happened. And I was just like, I'm keeping that in there because that's hilarious.
And here we are today.
I also, when I'm talking a lot,
you're very like
spit pulls up into my mouth because I'm talking so fast.
Yeah, I know. I hear it sometimes. Sometimes I hear it on the podcast. And you're like,
that's so embarrassing.
It's okay, girl. You do you.
It's so great to be a public speaker with that issue, isn't it? You know what? It's lovely. It's reality. But it's almost like when you get hungry and you get a little slobby, mm-hmm. slobbery. When I'm talking too much and I haven't had a chance, I also, you can hear me swallow. So it's like, I don't want to swallow, but I need to. When I was little, did you ever have any like adult, it was always men too, like an adult man who always had like white slobber in the corner of their mouths? And they're like, that, okay. So when I was little, we went to a Baptist church. And I swear, it was like all those old men at the Baptist church, like had white. I was like, how is it white like that? I don't understand. Like, white's
there's spit. Just so many jokes that are going through my head right now. This is so inappropriate. In my
head. That's not at all what I was thinking. Okay, well. I was genuinely wondering because I've always wondered, like, why that happens to, with some men and why does it. And I also have always hoped, like, I hope that never happens to me.
I
know.
I always wonder why people let their nose hairs hang out. Like, how do you not? I mean, like, aggressive nose hairs. Like,
they'd rather let it be free than risk the pain of pulling
out. And I'm not judging for having long nose hairs because I do. I have long nose hairs, but I trim that on the weekly.
You do have some long nose. I have witnessed them before.
That's rude.
Rarely.
Well, then tell me.
You just told me I slobber in front of everyone.
You're right. It's
thank
fine.
You. Yeah, you got would nose hairs. Would you tell me I if slobber, my nose hairs, hairs?
Would you please tell me if my nose hairs are sticking
out? Yeah, next
out?
Time we're at Volley's and I can see them shimmering in the sun, I'll go ahead and tell you so you can freak out and ruin
no,
the game.
No, just pull them out real quick.
I don't really have, well, I don't have long hair. Any, like, I don't have very hairy eyebrows. That's mm-hmm. why I take those gummies so my hair will grow. So I haven't really had that problem. But there was a few times where I was like, well, I'm just going to clean up a little bit in there. Just it is the most painful freaking thing ever. Have you ever tweezed your nose? Like, you don't think it hurts?
I pull them out with my fingers if I see them.
She's like, I'm a savage. I pull it out with my bare hands and it doesn't even hurt me.
My fellow hairy women understand.
Meanwhile, I'm in the bathroom with tweezers, like, struggling. Just, like, tears rolling down my face.
And yeah, I have done it with tweezers, too. And it does sting a little, but, you know.
I have always had a weird worry that there's too much earwax in my ear and people can see it. Because every now and then I catch it in my kid's ear and I'm like, oh my God, people probably think I'm terrible.
Right.
But my youngest daughter, hers just, we have to do it every day or it's built up really quickly. But like when I was a freshman in high school, I'll never forget this rude little popular girl twit. Looked over at me and just got like real snotty. I told you I wasn't popular. I got picked on quite a bit when I was in high school, like freshman year. Looks over in the middle of science class in front of everyone, and with so you know obviously too, like all the freshman boys are in there too, and you're just like you're super insecure. Or I was, and she just looks over and goes, do you ever clean your ears out,
bitch?
Oh, right. I still think about it. Yeah. Like, I still remember
that affects
it.
You forever.
It
right.
does. It is such a small, simple thing, but it was like the intention and the how loud she said it and the look on her face. Like, she was so happy with herself for saying that.
For embarrassing you and tearing
you apart and making herself look, I guess, way better. Right. I don't know what it was, but I was like mortified. And of course, you know, I was like, made a joke about it. I feel like it didn't bother me, but I could feel my whole body getting hot. I wanted to go to the bathroom right then, but I didn't want her to think I got up because she said that, you know? And it like really, it bothered me. I still think about it.
You're self-conscious about it.
I still see her on Facebook sometimes like, you rude little, I can't just.
You never forget. No, I had, so I remember little things. I was kind of, there were some kids that were kind of mean to me, like, early in grade school. Later in grade school, I got a little bit tougher about, like, you know, shutting it down, you know? But anyway, so I can remember being made fun of for having a mustache. And, of course, after that, I went home and I'll never had myself a mustache again because I took care of it myself. Lord. As, like, a second grader. I mean, I was just, like, I took care
of it.
Did
you wax it?
No, I trimmed it at first for a long time, and then I just started, like, I just shave it. It's never came back weird. But anyway, so that, and then I remember being made fun of about my freckles. I had freckles. I mean, I have them everywhere. I'm covered in freckles. But for a long time, there were just a ton on my knees and not the rest of my legs. Now I'm kind of, like, a little more evened out, but somebody made fun of me for that. Like, that's so weird. You have freckles just on your knees. And so I straight up stopped wearing shorts. And if I did, I'd cover my knees if we were sitting down around people all the time. My third thing I got made fun of, besides my hair for a while, was my feet. So I remember being at a birthday party. All of us kids were in a big circle. And this kid that was, like, my first friend. I love him to death. He's a good person. He did not really know that this was going to, like, affect me for my whole entire life. Like, he really was.
Like, I never went barefoot again.
Yeah. In front of everybody, he goes, dang, Corey, you got some big honking feet. And I
that's such a Midwest my phrase gosh. Too, honking.
You got some big honking feet. I was mortified. And then I stopped wearing sandals. I never freaking showed my feet. And you know I'm still weird about it. Like, I if I'm comfortable with you, you should know because you might have seen my feet. If I'm not comfortable with you, you ain't seeing them suckers.
I will say this, though. I'm the only one who's worn socks to Bali's. I'm surprised you haven't.
No, because you're kind of buried in the sand, so it doesn't bother me as much. But yeah, like I've gotten a little more or less caring about it. But I do have really big feet for my size, and I've always gotten made fun of it. And I also have freaking bunions.
But I don't even know what those are.
Those are the bones that stick out on the side. So it
like
also
really far.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to get them surgically removed eventually. Because they're, like, deforming my toes. So.
You with your bunions and me with my hair more.
I mean, what are you going to do?
And what little. Here's the thing.
We're a couple of hot bitches. It's a wonder we got married.
You know why we got married? Because we're really good at hiding the things people always made fun of us for. I never wore shorts either because I was so skinny. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about this. Because, you know, I've had women who consider themselves overweight almost like get mad at me before for ever having any kind of struggle with my own body skinny, because to them they think, well, yeah, but you're little, because that's all they are thinking about.
Right.
But for me, when I was in high school, I was so skinny that it wasn't necessarily considered attractive. So I was actually made fun of it a lot. Mm-hmm. And I got so insecure, particularly about my legs, because my legs were so skinny that they were just bone, like bone. And so obviously, you know, when you have really skinny legs too, like your knees kind of almost
stick out
big because your legs are so skinny. And there was nothing I could do about it. I mean, I ate like a horse and I was just, it took me a while to fill. I filled out eventually. Now I don't have that problem. But that was like, it really.
But you still have an issue with shorts.
I do. Corey does this.
She won't wear shorts.
It has stuck with me for forever. I think last year was the first time that I just really was like, I don't care. I'm going to be happy with my... And here, this is you know, all of our encouragement for women and women's goals should always be to love yourself as you are.
Right.
Be able to just, like, enjoy things and not be, like, have
be
your
thankful
mind...
thankful for the body you have that's giving you life, you know?
Yeah,
like,
and not be consumed with worry about what people are thinking when the odds are they're not even thinking that, you know? But it's this stronghold that comes from being rooted by things people say to you when you're younger. And I am like, we have nothing but girls between the two of us. And I have thought about that so much about... My goodness, it's probably going to be said to them at some point.
Right. It's inevitable.
Yeah, it's going to happen. And so, but I will say this, I have talked and talked and talked with my girls about never, ever, ever making any kind of a comment on someone's appearance or their physical appearance or their bodies because it's inappropriate. And unless you're giving them a compliment, unless you have something nice to say, because obviously I know what it feels like, you know, and then also trying to tell them, you know, if anyone ever says anything to you that you feel like is negative or they're making fun of you, I've told them the things, but it's like, I know it's not going to matter.
It's one of those things. Yeah. Like it is tough. It's just like a.
Because they're going to have to work through it.
Yeah, like they have to do it for them. Yeah, they have to.
And we're
going to
have to be there for them through it. Because no matter how much, especially what mom says, like who cares what your mom says? Of course your mom tells you you're beautiful. Of course your mom tells you. Of course your mom tries to teach you that that's not the most important thing. And what matters is what's on the inside. But when you're going through it, it matters to you.
And I do think that even though, yes, it still matters, like you're still hurt and you're still going to overthink about what was said to you. Mm-hmm. Because like, you know, you're teaching them these things, you're drilling these kind of ideas in their head, that still does make a difference in the long run, and it still does make them treat people the way they should be treated, you know, like nicer, and
I hope so.
It instills values in them that will carry on forever for
sure. They're in fourth grade right now. Is Benny in fourth or third?
Third. She could have been in fourth, but I held her back. But it's funny because you can tell the kids, like, it makes you wonder. I know some kids, no matter what they're taught, are just going to be little assholes. Like, that just happens.
Because they got something they're dealing with.
Right. But, like, it does make you wonder. I've had kids say things to Benny before, like, she does have hairy arms. I have hairy arms. Like, she gets it from me, and I feel bad about that. But, yeah, somebody had told her that at school, and it made her feel awful. And it's just, it's like, it sucks. What do you do?
Yeah, Presley, so she's got, and this is just... I mean, that's so many. Everyone, honestly, these days, like, everyone's going to have braces at some point. Mm-hmm. Teeth can be a really insecure spot. Oh, yeah, for sure. Have you noticed? I think for everyone. Mm-hmm. So she's got her fangs are growing outward. Mm-hmm. So when she smiles, it's very obvious. They're very far. They mm-hmm. stick very far out. To the point, at this point, it's kind of like messing with her lip, her top lip. And it does make it a little bit hard for her to bite into things sometimes. Mm-hmm. And she's been okay with it pretty much always. And the last time I took her to the dentist, they cleaned her teeth. And we sort of talked about it. And they were like, you know, she doesn't have to get braces right now. Unless it's just something that's really bothering her. But at the time, it wasn't. And this was just about, 6 months ago? Mm-hmm. And now, just 6 months later, all of a sudden, she keeps bringing it up. How bad she wants braces. And I'm like, are people saying things to you? Is that, like, why do you all of a sudden now care so much? So now I'm all worried if, you know, she's getting mm-hmm. made fun of. Yeah. And I don't necessarily think she is. But for whatever reason, she's really aware of it. And she wants it fixed now. So I'm actually looking to get into braces for my oldest kid already.
Well, you know what? Like, if that is going to make her feel good, do it.
Oh, 100%. I was like, listen, if you want it, we will get them for you. I am so thankful that we can, because we didn't have that option.
Yeah.
We were stuck with what we had. Mm-hmm. Actually, my little brother, you know, since he's the favorite, he did end up getting some braces. Yeah. And my older sister got them. Actually, I take that back. I'm the only one my mom couldn't afford it for.
Well,
perks of the middle child.
Come to a realization right now.
I'm calling her when this is over. I didn't get braces until I was 30 years old.
Excuse me.
I'm going to talk about something. Is there a reason? Yeah. So, but here's what happened. My older sister, she's 4 years older than me, though. She was the one that she has always had a taste for nicer things. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any money. But so she was always the only one who had a job. She's had a job since she was like 14 years old. She was starting babysitting, then it was retail, whatever. Mm-hmm. She worked her butt off so she could have money for the things that our mom couldn't get us. Mm-hmm. Which made me super jealous, because it was like, she looks like a rich kid, why do I look over here like a heathen? And it's not fair. like mom, can she not give us some of her money?
She give us an allowance.
So I would be like, you know, all up in her makeup, in her clothes. She'd get so mad. But so she had braces, my little brother got braces. But then the thing was, so my mom got them for him, probably because we had gotten our taxes back, is what I'm assuming is why he got them. But then we didn't have the money for him to have them maintained. Mm-hmm. So he went and got them, but we didn't have any money for him to go back and get them like
tightened and stuff.
Yeah, tightened and especially not to have them removed and everything. And eventually he got so irritated by having them on, he took some freaking pliers to his mouth and he yanked them off his teeth.
How did that work out for him? Did it, like, were they okay?
He had them on long enough that it, so because his did the same thing my daughter's is doing. Yeah. His teeth stuck really far out, and I think he was made fun of really bad. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we were, like, so incredibly poor didn't help either. Right. So I think, like, he got nailed at school. We hated, honestly, when we were little, we hated school. Yeah. We got, like, tormented when we were young. And so, he just was like, you know, forget it, I'm pulling them off. And he pulled them off.
Wow.
Because my mom was at work all the time. Right. We were home by ourselves. So it was like, he just did it. And it was just like, well, okay, then he did it. It's done. they're not bleeding. I guess they're out. But that's how broke we were. That's how, like, desperate things got sometimes. And so I'm like, it makes me so happy that if she needs them, I don't have to be, like, super stressed. That mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, we can make that happen. We can get you braces. All three of them are going to need them eventually. Do you remember when I got my braces?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You were talking kind of funky. And I made fun of you.
You did.
Gosh, now I'm the bad guy. It was out of love. It was.
He was like, hey, Carol Ann, can you please, do you want to go over there? You want to come out to the bar with us tonight? And like, shut up, Corey. Hey, Carol Ann, can you go up there and give me a drink from the bar, please? I was like, I hate you.
Totally. You know, like,
I had the worst lisp ever.
She had a strong lisp that just came out of nowhere, and it was so funny to me. But only because we're like adults, and it's okay to joke.
And we're best friends. Yeah, I bust you chops all the time too.
I promise. I'm not.
So what's funny? Do you remember how we talked about our best and worst Valentine's days? Mm-hmm. So my husband's worst Valentine's day is probably the day that I got braces because it was on Valentine's Day. So I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to make it. This is going to be great. He's going to come home and I'm be like, hey, baby.
Hey,
hey there, thickly.
About to get lit up in here. Do some crazy stuff.
I went out and got me a thoughtful edible thong. Let's make out. Hold on. Don't get anything caught in my teeth.
Oh, gosh.
I couldn't, you know, I was like, we're going to have to go have some applesauce because I can't bite into anything. Not only was it Valentine's Day, the day that I got them put on, but I also was in a wedding like a couple of weeks from then. So what happened before I got my braces put on was I had to have a front tooth that was a baby tooth pulled that never came out. Wow. So not only did I have braces, big, huge, full metal braces, and a lisp, I had a hole where one of my fangs should be. So it was right up front. Was like, I truly looked like a hillbilly from a trailer park.
You did not look like a hillbilly. You looked so cute in your braces, actually. It was just fun to tease you about your lisp.
I had
you
a huge hole in the front.
I didn't think you looked like a hillbilly.
My braces actually helped distract from the hole a little bit because
I don't even remember the hole, to be honest with you. I don't remember that at all.
I remember like having to go to this wedding and be a bridesmaid and taking the bridesmaid pictures and trying so hard to have my face
turned.
Don't gotta worry about me outdoing the bride this year.
They're like, Carolyn, you stand in the back.
Don't
you know, like a little further, just a little further. Maybe use duck.
I'm just, oh, it was terrible. It went by fast, but it was horrible. I was like, why me? I'm like,
you
were
cute.
It was horrible. I felt really embarrassed for a while.
I felt like it made you look younger.
I got used. I did look young though at that time because I had that little pixie haircut. I was all fit. Now I look my age.
No, you don't.
Oh, good times. But this is what I told my daughter. I was like, well, do you not? I was like, listen, if you don't get them now, though, you're going to have to get them like mommy did when you're 30. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot more embarrassing. I promise you that. I was like, at least, like I said, if you get them now and you are the first one in your class to get them, and I mm-hmm. don't think she is, then at least you're going to have them off while everyone else is just getting them on.
Right.
And then you're going to be the only one who doesn't have to have them. So mm-hmm. it'll work out well for you.
Right. I always wanted them so bad.
So did
I. Like, I thought they were so cool. I used to, like, get the paperclip, you know, and, like...
No, I don't know. I never did that.
Okay, so I would get a paperclip and I'd unbend it. And then I'd put it in my mouth to look like a retainer because I wanted one so bad. All my friends had them. And I, you know, I just didn't have to get...
Because you're just like, well, my teeth are naturally straight, so...
They're really not. They're just okay. But I didn't need them, you know, like, they're just fine. But
mine were okay for a while until mine started to jut out the front, too, just like mm-hmm. my sister's are. And it was, like, something I was super self-conscious about.
Yeah.
And so... Anyway, that was...
Anyhow.
So now that we are talking about all of the ways that we felt insecure when we were younger, let's talk about some things that make us feel better about ourselves. How about that?
Okay. Like what, Carolyn? What are you getting
at? Like what? Like some of these products that came in our FabFitFun spring box.
I really love them.
The face mask mm-hmm. and...
The hair conditioner, the leave-in conditioner is amazing.
You know what we didn't mention last time, though, that I really do love is that champagne charcoal scrub. It is huge container. This container is like the size of my head,
mm-hmm.
and it's full of champagne charcoal scrub for you to rub all over your body while you're taking taking a bubble bath. Skin nice and smooth, and I really do love it. It smells amazing, mm-hmm. and I forgot to mention that. And that was another thing that's in there. I used my jump rope this week a few times.
Hey girl, what's up?
Like, cardio.
Hey,
yeah, I didn't lose any weight, but you know what? It's because next time I'm gonna do 5 times in a row.
Yeah,
5 jumps all the way,
all the way around,
and under.
All the way around.
Yes, that's ma'am. I'll go give me some knee braces, and I'm gonna be all fine.
I like the large tumbler that we got that is amazing.
Oh, the big keeps it hot, keeps it cold, mm-hmm. whatever. I'll be honest, I haven't really used that because I don't know why. I just never drink out of those. But yes, yeah, so that came in there. But I think that champagne scrub that we talked about was almost as much as the whole box, if not more. Mm-hmm. So like the whole box is worth over $200 and you're going to pay $39.99 for the box. And that's not $3,999. That is $39.99.
If you use our code MOTHER, that is MOTHER.
Right. You get $10 off. So it's a subscription box. Usually it's going to be $59.99, but with our code or
$49.99. Oh my gosh, I said that wrong. Scratch that.
We're such good FabFitFun partners. Usually it's $49.99, but when you use our code MOTHER, it's $39.99. And you just go to FabFitFun.com and put in your code MOTHER and get your goodies. Okay, now back to your regularly scheduled program. Listen, y'all, I think we had a lot of fun talking with y'all tonight. Some really funny stories. They were totally appropriate. Nothing wrong with them at all. But whether you want to admit it or not, I know that you can relate so much to all of our hemorrhoids and...
Your hemorrhoids.
My, okay, fine.
You can relate to Caroline's hair.
My hemorrhoids.
Maybe you can relate to my nose hair, though.
Your nose hairs. Freckly knees, insecurity.
My bunions.
Getting bullied and getting over it and being fabulous later in life. Listen, I'll say this. The older I get, I think I really am happier uh-huh. with myself. You know, like I think in your early 30s, you're so worried about the fact that you're not in your 20s anymore. Mm-hmm. But I'm 35 now, pretty sure. Yes, I'm 35 now. And I feel like I am more at peace with my life, mm-hmm. with my body, with, you know, like I always want to get better and do better. But I just feel like it really is a nice place to be. I'm happy in 30s.
I like my 30s. I agree. Do you? I feel I am early 30s. I'm 32 for a couple, for like one more month. but anyway, I feel like, yeah, I feel like I'm less insecure as I used to be. Right. I used to be somebody that always had to have a full face makeup on to go anywhere. You wouldn't even catch me without lipstick on or something like that, you know. Yeah. But now I just feel comfortable with myself.
I feel, obviously, I've been married for a while, but like, okay, earmuffs, kids. But I feel like the older I get, the better at relations mm-hmm. I am. Mm-hmm. I feel like I enjoy it more. I feel like everything about it's better. So that's a plus of aging. If that continues, I'll be happy to be 60. I can't imagine how great it's going to be by then. But in your 20s, you think you're all sexy and whatever. Yeah. And like no, nothing about it is great. Trust me, ladies, if there is happen to be any 25-year-olds, I don't know why you're listening to us, but there might be.
Why wouldn't they? I had a kid.
We're young and here.
I was pregnant at 22.
Yeah, then you know what? There you go. I was 25 when I had my first.
Of course they're out there, girl.
It's better in your 30s. I don't know if the hormones are weird. It might be the same hormones that make me psycho, mm-hmm. but they also make me sexy. Make me psycho, but they're pretty sexy. I mean, I'm just saying. All right, listen. We are up to 363 reviews, I think, which is amazing. Thank you all so much. Please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode or any of the episodes, go and give us a rating on iTunes or wherever you can. It really helps us out a lot and it helps us to see your feedback. So make sure you leave a review, send us any messages if there's anything you want to say to us. Make sure you check out my book, Oddly Enough. Make sure you go to rubabe.com to check out some of Corey's boutique really, really, really great baby clothes and accessories sold at cost.
Yeah, we're trying to get rid of them. So
trying to get rid of them.
Go
still.
Buy them from me.
But we just want to say thank y'all so much for checking everything out, for leaving us reviews, for listening and supporting us.
Yes.
And we will talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Work, work, work.
Flirt, fart, fart, fart.